Welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter Podcast. I am your host, Andrew McKenney, with my co-host, Tim Taylor.
Yes, indeed.
And we're here this week to talk about who knows what, but there's a lot of stuff coming up shortly here with the preseasons and the training camps and all of that. But it's been a little bit slow the last couple weeks. We had the Bergeron stuff, we had the Krejci stuff. We kind of had a lot of chaos for a couple weeks there, and now it's slowed down a little bit in between that and preseason. Unless there's
the calm, yeah, the calm before the storm, the dead before the storm. It's yeah, very basically. Slow. No, all I've got are just annoying things that I will talk about, but nothing of substance, nothing of importance. I mean, some FIBA here and there. U.S. losing their last game of the round of two, but it not mattering. They will be playing Italy. I think at 8:40 your time.
Okay.
Tomorrow. So yeah, we'll see what they can do there. This is now the. I think they win this and they go on to one more and then the championship. So it's like, what is it? Quarters? What are semis? Who knows? I don't know things.
Stuff.
But yeah, man, it's been boring.
I've been trying to fill my time a little bit with other sports, not baseball.
I've been doing a lot of that.
Not preseason football. I started getting into the Premier League.
Whoa. Yeah. Who are you watching?
West Ham.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So I've been watching that, and I've been watching Revolution here and there. I have some friends who are season ticket holders for the Red Bulls. So when we played them the other night here, I was just texting back and forth, and, you know, the Revolution won that game, so it was great, but doesn't, you know, this, it's not like I'm a diehard or anything. I just, you know, it's fun to watch, and they're very, they go to all the games and they're super fans of the Red Bulls. So to win is just fun to trash talk, obviously.
Hell yeah. There's this guy in the MLS named Lionel Messi, and he was in LA last night, and
never heard of him.
A friend of mine has these very cool season tickets, and so he decided he was going to sell one of his season tickets and go in the other.
Okay.
And he managed to get, you know, pretty penny for the same price that he got when the championship happened last year per ticket. Talking about over a grand here.
Wow.
Guy what? Never showed up.
No way.
Never showed up. Not the entire game. No the guy way. Never sat down once. And my homie is there 30 minutes before and 30 minutes after, you know. So just unbelievable LA.
Wow.
Activities going on. My friend got his money, man.
You know what's such a bummer?
Ass, like, whatever.
It's such a bummer,
like,
because it's
still
like
a waste.
Yeah, you got your money and that's what you really cared about, but you could have brought a friend who would have appreciated that so much, you know, like,
yeah.
Not like you could have known that the person wasn't going to show up and all
no,
that.
No, it's completely not on him.
Yeah, but, it's just
and I'm
wild.
Glad, and, I'm glad, and he still gets paid. But
yeah, of course. Yeah,
absolutely ferociously L.A.
Any comments about how that went? How that went with him coming to L.A.? I mean, I can only imagine that it was completely sold out and just wild.
You know, I do identify as an FC fan. I think I've said it on this podcast. It'll remain. I never cared about the Revs. I don't claim the Revs. I'm sorry.
Wow.
But the defending champs were no match for Messi and what he's got going on over at Inter Miami right now. Pretty handed ass whooping 3-0. So yeah, FC, different team. We had Gareth Bale for a cup of coffee and he won us the championship, and you know, now I just feel like the roster's in flux. I think other people are more optimistic than me, but we're sliding down the old standings here in LA.
So I found that it's tough to watch the Premier League because based on times and all of that, and also trying to figure out where it's streaming and all of that. But do you follow Premier League at all?
I do.
Do you have a team?
I was claiming Liverpool as like a joke, kind of, but it was as I got like, cause I was like, cause I, we all know my open hatred of the, of the Red Sox GM, hatred of the GM and complete disdain of the ownership. for trading Mookie Betts, and the you know, the best thing they did was send him to my neighborhood, and XYZ, and it's seeming like they are doing this so that they're more relevant in the Premier League than the MLB. I think it's insane to own a team in the same division as the Yankees and not expect to pay the luxury tax and be relevant. They want the brand to be popular. They don't care about winning anymore, is my take. But they own Liverpool. So I was like, you know what? Fenway Group, baby, Liverpool. And this was, again, this was like COVID. This was no fans on the field and stuff. And they won, I think, either that season or the season after. And yeah, I've been following. But I was also like a FIFA guy during that time. So I was like kind of following it all.
Yeah.
Our buddy, friend of the pod, Brian Bartis, who we've had on before, he's a big AC Milan fan. So I've been watching some Serie A with him. I always say it wrong. But yeah, but definitely following. Man U, Arsenal, great game. Arsenal's looking crazy again this year.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch, and like, especially from an outsider's perspective, where it's obviously it's not our sport in, you know, here, but trying to learn it. I mean, I know soccer well enough and all of that, but trying to learn the teams and the players and the league is cool because, especially when you don't have other, I don't really have other sports going on right now that I care about too much. It's like, it's fun to learn about another sport that I don't follow super closely. And it's enjoyable. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like it because they think it's too slow or whatever, but I mean, baseball's slow and I love baseball. So,
I mean, scoring wise, it's pretty slow, but there's so much more going on and there's so much more than just like to the rules kind of with soccer. And like kind of in a baseball way, but I think a cooler way, just like, you know, there's other things going on the pitch that you don't necessarily see unless you're watching it on a week to week basis.
And I love,
and not to mention like how they, the fans are
exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
It's unmatched enthusiasm. Like there's not a single American sport that comes close to that. I'm sorry. Not college football. On anything. I mean, you see that like meme that goes around with Mr. Nikola Jokic. They're like, how do you play in Miami or whatever? And he's like, I've played in Serbia. And then they cut to the Serbian like basketball. And it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I wish there was any version of the NBA that was like that.
I would say that, like, the only thing that does come close is college football, right?
I think close, but
you,
like...
No, not even on the same level. But if you had to compare...
I still think they're louder, but like, no, but it's very similar because it's like chants and it's...
everyone's, you know, into
chanting,
it.
Everyone's into it. They have songs that they've had for like 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of both of them.
But you don't have the true, like, you have rivalries, of course. Like, there's big rivalries in college sports. Like, there's no, it's no joke, but you don't have it like also, you have in soccer, like in real football.
Right. And I know we're spreading so many people, but like the teams travel the best and they still have sections there.
Yeah.
Like the fan sections, like obviously it's student sections in college, but I wish there was a professional version of that. I wish we adopted some of their things. I think relegation's a really cool idea. The playoffs thing, I'm still not totally behind, but they do have the Champions League, which is a lot of fun, which if you're not into yet, you should get into that one. Do you know what that is?
Can you explain it in the simplest terms you possibly can? Because that's another thing for people.
Top four teams from all of the leagues, like Germany, Italy, France, Spain. I'm sure I'm missing countries. And obviously the Premier League, the top four teams make the Champions League. And then it's like a round robin into round of 16 tournament that goes on during the soccer season. So you get your kind of like playoff fix through that. Yep. But the way Premier League ends is best record wins the championship. And like there's no tiebreaker, I don't think, or I don't know. There is a tiebreaker of some sorts. Obviously someone wins, but I don't think it's a game. It's not another match.
Yeah, for people who don't know anything about it, it can be extremely confusing to understand how the league works and how the other additional things that they do, but it's fun. I'm having a good time like watching that's the other thing too, is the games don't always happen close together. I mean, West Ham just played, and then I don't think they have another game for like a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
And then it'll just go on a huge break where they're doing Champions League, or they're doing international friendlies, or they're doing international tournaments. It's such a unique season. Like, talk about how like the NHL has a debate every 4 years of whether they'll let their players go to the Olympics. It's like every year there's so much other things than just the Premier League and individual leagues that are going on for pretty much every club.
Yeah, I always,
you know, mostly top clubs, or mostly last year's top clubs, because you qualify for the Champions League the season before.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Champions League is sick. We gotta get you into that.
I've always wanted to go to any. I want to see anyone play in person, you know, over there, because I just think that I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter to me, but the atmosphere just seems so much fun. And obviously, being a sports fan, you can kind of understand the passion for the sport and for the players and the teams. So, you know, someday I hope to go to some type of match over there and just experience what their number one sport is. I mean, right, like here it's football, right? But it's not quite the same.
If they keep doing the like friendlies at Fenway, you got to go to one of those.
Oh, absolutely. So sick. Yeah.
That sounds so sick. Like, they're also, those teams also come to our backyard. Like, there was several games in the LA and Southern California area. Like, Man City played, Arsenal, I think, played, AC Milan played. And this was all like within like 2 weeks, like a few weeks ago.
Since we're talking about other sports, I will say that one thing I have seen at Fenway that isn't baseball and isn't football or whatever comes there, was I saw hurling there. And if it comes back...
I thought you were going to make a really, really bad joke and just be like, I saw the Winter Classic there.
No, I saw hurling there. It's going to
get
electric.
Real bad.
I highly recommend hurling. It. Yeah, I highly recommend it to people.
This is the banana scoop looking thing you hold in your hand and you whip a ball.
You hit the ball with it, and it's like rugby with bats. It's crazy. But it's so sick. And I think that they were coming every other year or something like that for a while, and then COVID hit, and I think that messed the whole thing up. But if they do come back, I would 100% go again. Super fun.
Bigger. I did not expect to get into hurling today.
Well, I'm just thinking of, like, you know, what I've actually seen that isn't an American sport played in America, and it was...
What country's the best at hurling?
Well, I think it originated in Ireland, so I think that it's more of like an Ireland sport, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm not a huge hurling guy. I just know that when I went, it was awesome.
Not a huge hurling guy. Just it's an in-person thing.
Well, I'm just saying I don't follow their leagues or anything like that. It's just when they came here and they did it, it was awesome.
Is it like I'd picture it in this, I have no idea, but I'd picture it's like, you know, Hungary is the best country at hurling.
Why would you? What makes you?
I don't know.
That?
Like, what is hurling?
Hurling.
I mean, I get it, but what? It's like rugby. I don't get it. I guess I gotta go.
Hurling is an outdoor team game of ancient Gaelic Irish origin played by men. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Man, I'm spinning in the face of my ancestors bitching about this game. Yeah. Sitting here saying Hungary's the best.
But I'm telling you, it was electric. The
entire Irish side is rolling over in their grave.
Yeah, you're
what,
in trouble.
He's shitting on Ireland. Oh, no.
Nah, man, it was great. I mean, it's not one of the things that I would consider myself like, I'm not a fan of it. I don't watch it, but I would absolutely go because I had such a good time. And if it became a sport out here, maybe I would watch it. I don't know. But it was great. There's a lot of things to get into in the offseason. I don't know. What else do you want from me? I'm bringing up hurling. We're talking about Premier League. Two things that we don't cover on this podcast, but apparently this week we do.
Yeah, it's a good week for it. I've been following a little bit of WNBA. I told everyone I went to that game. They're getting close to the playoffs. I have been following baseball. Did you watch the Little League World Series?
I did not.
Pretty epic. So El Segundo, which is like where LAX is in LA, they were the California team, and so they killed it. And they got all the way to the finals against Curacao, where, like, it's weird how it's like all of America has a tournament and then like just one team from every country has a tournament, but the winner of those play. So they go up 5-1.
Ooh.
And then they go to put like their relief pitcher in, and his elbow's hurting him, so we can't go in. So they stick him at first base. And they put this other kid in whose hat keeps falling off. But the other dude, he's got like, he's a little short kid, but his hat's like, he's got like big dumb hair that he really should have cut before this tournament. And so his hat falls off every time he throws a fastball, but stays on every time he throws a breaking ball pitch.
Okay.
So anyway, this kid ends up giving up a game tying grand slam. So rough, right? 5-5. And then in the bottom of the sixth, they've got this like 6'2" kid, and he fucking hits a walk-off home run to win the whole thing.
No way.
It was sick. It was so sick.
Wow. No, I didn't watch any of it, but it sounds sick.
It was amazing. It was the most entertaining game I've seen. And then college football's back. I'm sorry, dude. Coach Prime?
Whoa,
are
yeah.
we down?
I mean,
are we Colorado Buffalo fans on the pod now? Because I am. Feels I'll like. Tell you that.
Yeah,
his son breaking the school record in the first game, is that good?
I don't really know, but we'll have to do some research. It sounds good, but I don't know.
500 yards, 510 yards, is that good?
Who? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Who says 500 yards?
Me. I've been saying it all day.
I've never heard anyone say
for
that
for 2 days. Well, you're going to figure it out, because at the end of the year, they go, he threw for 5,000 yards, and he did 500 in game one.
Dude, 500. You mean 500? Jesus.
I've been saying 500 for 48 hours
right.
at this point.
Okay.
And it's going to catch on.
Yeah, I think it might.
You throw 400 yards, you might say, that's almost 500.
Half of 800.
Oh, so much to talk about. But go Colorado, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
plus,
why not?
Plus 850 to win the game. They were getting 21 points.
Wow.
And they beat the defending runner up who couldn't beat Georgia. Still a good win.
Damn. Well, I guess if we're watching all these other things, we're talking about what's to come. We still have the fantasy league coming up here. We're going to have our draft here pretty soon. We got to figure that out. But speaking of that, I just realized I almost forgot that we have a special call that we have to play. It's been a long time coming, actually. So let me just get this. Let me get this going.
Boys.
The return.
Oh. I'm hearing there's been a lot of talk. Badges MIA. Are we saying goodbye to Badger? Where is he? Where is he? He's out there burning like
we
a lobster.
Goodbye to Badger.
Well, fellas, it's the middle of fucking summer, and I don't burn. I just get hot. All right?
Oh,
the only ice I'm thinking about is the one that's melting in my Jack and Ginger as we speak. I mean, Christ, I've got enough on my plate with the Red Sox teetering on the playoff fence when we know they're going to blow it like it seems Heim and Henry want them to do. So luckily, my season win total over-under, that's at 77.5. Unless Cora starts a line of a blind drunk, so we're going to hit that one. And then there's this other little thing going on, right? What's it called? Oh, yeah, football. Ever heard of it? I mean, I've got a half a freaking football season to worry about before the Bees touch the ice, and there's enough concern with this Patriots team to go around. I mean, luckily, I was down at a party in Nantucket with Mrs. Steve Belichick a couple weeks ago. Jen assured me the operations are running smooth, so I'm feeling good, but we'll see how long I'm buying that for.
As you can see, I've had a lot on my plate. Steve Belichick's wife.
However, I have been listening, and the only take I have a problem with Is Tim's take that he'd like Masha and Lucic to be captains now? I just think that's dumb. I mean, are we going forwards or backwards here? I think that's got to be McAvoy. You have two pillars of this team, and McAvoy and Pasta moving into the future. And I don't think it's the role for Pasta. I would have liked McAvoy to have another year or two, but, you know, I think he can fit and grow into that role. As for the Celtics, I feel like it's the same song and dance. You know, you guys were making fun of me when I asked where the hell Gallinari was last year. Now look how that turned out. They didn't even have to make a jersey for the guy. Now Porzingis is about to go down the same path, so hopefully he can figure it out. I do want to mention that I took
heavy haymakers at the end here.
Daiquiri's to sign up for the Balcony Chatter Fantasy League.
There it is.
Now, I've never done fantasy hockey, but my team, the Nosebleed Faithful, look forward to kicking your teeth in this season, all right? I did hear you guys discussing a prize for the winner. Tim, you think we can get Andrew to give up a playoff seat for first place? It'll make things a lot more interesting. So I'm going to get back to my summer fun, boys, and I'll be checking in soon.
I promise you that the prize for winning the Fantasy League this year is not a playoff ticket. That is a guarantee.
Not to mention the idea that there is one is relatively on the fence at present.
There's a lot to unpack. Spade to spade. There's a lot.
As an oversweeping thing, I love how he's super critical and honest about every team, but when it's the Bruins, it's like, all right, playoff ticket, please. Thank you. It's like, oh, they're in?
Yeah.
McAvoy's captain. Would have rather a few years, but he's going to lead us to the playoffs.
Yeah, he kind of torched you on that one.
He threw absolute haymakers. Just the last 30 seconds is just a fire of thought. Wow. Yeah. I stand by my take. I mean, Lucic, I don't think makes sense, and I said that then. But yeah, I want Marchand.
I'm interested to see when they're going to announce that. I mean, I can't imagine that they're going to start the season without a captain. But maybe they do. Maybe they announce it at the jersey unveiling, because it said
Bergeron,
that they were what?
Bergeron deserved it for 15 years, and we had Zdeno Chara, and that was just a fine part of our team that he had the A. You know, I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah,
if Charlie does wait those other 2 years behind a smash mouth guy, I want Bruins hockey this year. I want a dickhead captain. I want it to be fun.
Yeah, I think that's what the expectation is this year, right? Like our expectations should be low, and it is all about having fun this year. And you know, there is potential. I mean, we should in theory be a playoff team, and maybe do some damage once we get in there if that happens. And I'm with you I want it to be a fun year, but we'll see what happens. I think I said it before, I wouldn't be upset if Marchand got the captain spot, but I just don't know that it's going to happen. I mean, maybe that's a bad take, or maybe that's the wrong take, but it feels to me like they're looking for younger guys and they're looking to start the movement now. But Marchand is absolutely deserving of it. He just needs to keep his head on straight if he does get it. And in general.
In general, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a new opportunity to see a different side of, you know, our guy.
Yeah.
Montgomery, hottest guy in the league.
Absolutely.
You know, you come into a team with Patrice Bergeron as a captain, and you know you're not finagling or touching that at all. So this is a big change-up opportunity here. And so, yeah, if that's what he's going to do, that's, you know, I got no problem with it.
Yep. What about the – he had a hot Celtics take in there too.
I just want to remind everyone that Kristaps Porzingis is suffering from plantar fasciitis as a 7'3" unicorn who's already had a history of injuries throughout his entire career. That's pretty much all I got there.
I want to say something. Not that it matters whatsoever, and I think that we've already said this previously, but can they just re-sign Blake Griffin or what?
Like, hurry up.
Just get it done. Please. Who cares? What does it matter for the money? Like, he's a great locker room guy. He's a good vet. He actually has something left in the tank if they actually let him play. I just think that it's, why not?
Like, he's our Lucic signing. And I don't mean that in any sort of historical, like, he hooked us up type thing and like won a championship with us. But I just mean, it's like, it's the vibe you want on this team this year.
It's the vibe. He's a vet. He's got experience.
Yeah. It's obviously much less of a homecoming, but you know, it's a vibe. And he's best friends with everyone on the bench. All the new like low key favorites, you know.
Let's get him a ring, dude.
Let's get Blake Griffin a ring.
Why not? What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
It's Seinfeld.
Blake deserves a ring.
Why not do it? What are we waiting for?
What's the deal with Blake Griffin not being signed yet? Hey Jerry, I heard he might go back to the Nets. Sorry. Anyways. Now my Elaine.
Oh no.
Just kidding. Man. Sign Blake Griffin, please. Thank you. I think the Celtics' real question is, can they win without Porzingis? I do.
Yeah, that's. I do. It's. I hope so.
I think they can. but God, that's really annoying.
But yeah, I mean, I think that. That was a good call from Badger here on the, you know, we missed him for a while. We were actually a little bit nervous about what was going on with him. We haven't really heard or got a DM. Like he said, it's the off season. We got to relax a little bit here, but you know, things were a little nervous there at one point.
Yeah.
But he's back, clearly.
I'm still pretty concerned cuz he clearly doesn't wear sunscreen.
Also, he was talking about, he's clearly like been hammered all summer. He talked about three different alcoholic beverages in that one call.
Yeah.
He's off.
The only ice I'm worried about is the ice in my ginger.
Jack and ginger. And then he was talking about daiquiris. He's out of his mind.
He said he was hanging out with Steve Belichick's wife. Jen, was that what I caught?
I think that's what he said. Yeah, but I mean, are we supposed to believe everything the Badger says?
No, that's why 40%. You're just gonna pick which 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Less than half. Supposed to believe less than half. But very excited to have him in the league.
Yeah, me too. This should be fun.
Beat his ass.
I know there's
he's definitely gonna have the most Bruins by like seven.
Oh, for sure. His entire bench is gonna be Bruins players.
Yeah. If he doesn't get McAvoy, he might not set his roster the entire year and just not really play.
Oh man. I'm excited. The league's gonna be fun. Badger's back. Things are coming together.
Badger's back.
We got some stuff that we're working on behind the scenes here that when the season starts up, hopefully we can get that stuff rolling. We got some trips coming up. The seasons are going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Go USA and FIBA. Oh, I got one little thing.
All right.
I got something pretty annoying. Celtics Twitter always finds a way to annoy you. This is from @CelticsLead. Shout out for this bomb. Per Draft Digest, Bronny James is slotted at number 24 on the board. LeBron James has stated he wants to play with his son for 1 year. The Boston Celtics currently have 2 first-round draft picks for the 2024 draft. Should the Celtics look to draft Bronny and bring over LeBron? # bleed green. Well, Celtics lead. What?
I didn't know where that was going to go, but that was the perfect response.
How? It's just killing me, man. How are we going to sign LeBron James?
Give him the league minimum.
Yeah, he'll take it, I'm sure.
I mean, isn't that what everyone's thought process is? No matter where he ends up, his son ends up, he's going to play with him. Like,
yeah, but I also think his thought process is, you're getting LeBron James, you're giving me at least $20 million, and my son's getting drafted 24th, so he's getting like $1 million, unless, of course, which is always possible, he gets drafted early because teams know that you also get LeBron James for a year.
Right.
Which I do think will be more the case. I think Bronny James, regardless of how much he plays this year, although I do hear that he is healthy, despite that scare with his heart, and he will be returning to the floor. But you know, I think there's a really seriously a big world where he's going top 10. And maybe it's 10th, but maybe it's 4th. I don't know.
Could you imagine the absolute chaos if LeBron James came to Boston after all the trash talking and all the everything? Like, I know that, look, I know what I'm
there's
saying
a
is
heavy,
insane.
I don't know if we've talked about this much on the podcast, but there's a, like, a very sizable population of Lakers fans who do not like the guy, and he's brought them a title.
Yeah.
Like, they still don't like him. There's some guys who say they won't watch him, but they really, really despise him. And I think we would see a massive version of that in Boston. We'd see a lot of, I just can't get behind him. Even if he does bring 18 or 19 or whatever, like, he was able to bring a title to us. I think Boston would be a greater scale of that. Because, again, I've talked about how Lionel Messi goes for over $1,000 ticket and someone still doesn't show up. That's the vibe of L.A. You know, Boston's such a much more cutthroat place and just has had such a history of disliking that guy. I mean, I know there's been examples in the past where someone's come late in the game and the, you know, the city has embraced like a past enemy, and even people who didn't come to our team, like, you know, the Jeter send off, you got to remember, like, and like, we were disturbingly awful to that guy. And it was like, we love you, dude. Loved hating you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think LeBron gets that. I think he is really such a polarizing, but mostly put, like, in Boston, I feel like you either bought a LeBron jersey or you bought, like, a, you know, a meme shirt outside that, like, said something about his mother. Yeah. Or just like a LeBron is a bitch shirt, you know. Yeah. Like, that was the only two things. And I do think if he was in Celtics green, like, a lot of people were like, well, I like that we're winning, but it's not because LeBron, or I hate LeBron, or like, and like, can you have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and LeBron James? Like, is that a feasible thing? I don't get it. I think it's the silliest discussion ever, and we're trying to convince ourselves that Porzingis is going to do it for us, and it's like, so LeBron next year, and we get his son? I don't get it. It would be sick if they, like, ran our bench for $5 million, but I just don't think that's the reality we live in.
Right. Yeah, that would be wild. That would be a news story for sure.
Yeah.
But so. I highly doubt it. I'm with you. I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
I don't think we should want this. It's just a big, big, big shakeup. That guy comes in and acts like GM and coach. Like, is he suddenly just going to be like, I'm just here with my son having a good time today?
Yeah, yeah. No.
He's the most hands-on player in the NBA history, and obviously wants to not only play with his son, but be the first father and son duo to win a championship together. And he's going to do that for, like, probably just one season. Yeah. He's going to need to run that team, and it's just going to be a complete locker room shakeup and takeover.
Yeah.
And we'd have to lose everyone but our core, or, like, Jaylen. Like, it's a very silly. Thanks, Celtics lead.
Well, we'll see if,
like,
we're
5 minutes on it.
We'll see if we we're talking about that again come next year this time.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
But anyways, thank you everyone who joined our fantasy league and has listened to the last few episodes. It's been, you know, there's been some slow weeks here, but we appreciate all you guys who are listening to us every week and supporting us, and also sending us DMs on the weeks that we haven't released episodes being like, where's the episode at? Because it just shows that obviously, you know, you guys enjoy the podcast. We love doing it. So we're looking forward to this season coming up, to having a lot of cool stuff in the works and a lot of cool, you know, new ways to grow this and interact with all you guys. So definitely keep those DMs coming, and whether it's good or bad, we don't care. Just send them over.
Tune in next week for more on West Ham and hurling.
Oh yeah.
We'll have just about everything to catch up on there too.
Yeah. We got a big game coming up.
Are you still going to avoid baseball?
In what sense?
Well, this is like usually I've watched more baseball this year than ever, but this is usually when I kind of start to watch because it's going to the playoffs.
I'm not avoiding it. I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough to keep up with, and it's tough because there just hasn't been anything super fun with the Red Sox, and it seems like there's a lot of other fun teams out there right now, and you know, it's, I don't know. I watch here and there, but I will absolutely admit that this is probably the least I've watched in my entire life this year. So
we flipped.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Most I've watched in a long, long time.
I haven't been. I went to one game this year, actually. So.
Yeah, I've done a few.
Very early in the season. Years. So.
Didn't see the Sox at all this year, though. What was I gonna say? Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll never know. We'll never know.
You were gonna say.
Say a prayer for my bar, which has Spectrum. Which Spectrum is currently in a feud with Disney, so I can't air ABC or ESPN or anything they own at my bar right now.
Cool.
So, pretty bad time to be a bartender that has Spectrum as football kicks off here.
Oh, you'll find a way.
Well, dude, it's like if you get like a Roku or like someone's probably like just get a device. Who's gonna know? It's like, well, if somehow like the wrong person finds out,
yeah,
as like a corporate hotel, huge like fine, like,
yeah, yeah, big
crazy
problems.
Fine,
yeah,
yeah, big problems. So you gotta pay your ways to having stuff like that, or maybe it's just not even allowed. They have to have whatever. But yeah, let's hope that the rich pigs can all get along again.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. This is going on for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, we will be back next week. Thank you guys for listening. There's only one way to sign off this episode, as always. Tim, who is it?
Badger. Nah, it's Stretch, dude. Come on.